In this bulletin, the front pages of Australia's major newspapers redacted as part of a press freedom campaign. Australian police apologise to a refugee who was detained in Thailand. And in tennis, Andy Murray comes back from hip surgery to win the European Open in Belgium. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The nation's major commercial and public media companies are warning against creeping laws that allow elected governments to cover up scandals and hide or restrict information. The front pages of the major newspapers on Monday have replicated illustrations of a heavily redacted government document alongside an advertising campaign challenging laws that effectively criminalise journalism and whistleblowing. Speaking to 2GB, Nine CEO Hugh Marks says government restrictions on news reporting are setting a dangerous precedent.
Nobody here is saying that anyone should be above the law. The question is, does the law serve the public interest?
Correct.
And if government operates on the basis of a culture which is keep things secret because we don't want it being discussed, then I think we as people, we as taxpayers, we as effectively owners of the government, lose out because we don't have the information on which to make informed decisions.
A final report on the hacking of Parliament's computer network is unlikely to be released publicly, even in a redacted form. Senate President Scott Ryan has told a parliamentary committee he will be giving an update shortly on the February cyber attack, which also hit the networks of the Liberal, Labor and National parties. Senator Ryan says he will deliver a plain language briefing and is not convinced publicly releasing the report would be helpful. It's been reported security experts have blamed China for the attack, but Senator Ryan would not confirm if the government knew who was behind the hack. Kurdish forces and US troops have both stepped up their withdrawal from parts of northeastern Syria as the clock ticks down to the end of temporary ceasefire with Turkey. A large American military convoy began its move out of Syria, with the Pentagon saying soldiers would likely be deployed to western Iraq. Kurdish fighters have now reportedly left the key strategic town of Ras al Ain, along with scores of vulnerable civilians. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he hopes the US will stick to its promises.
If this Kurdish withdrawal is implemented, then it is fine. If not, as soon as the 120 hours is expired, we will continue our peace spring operation from where we left off.
Ankara and Washington agreed last Thursday to a five-day truce to allow the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia to withdraw from a safe zone Turkey aims to establish. Germany is calling on British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to broker a cross-party solution to the Brexit crisis and resolve the standoff. Federal Economic Minister Peter Altmaier says the time for political posturing in Britain is over when it comes to the departure from the European Union.
It's getting hard to understand what's going on in Britain. Apparently, the government did not have a majority in its own parliament. There must be no party tactical games now. That is why the government of Boris Johnson should go to the parliament. If it takes a few days longer, then it can and should not fail. But we need a solution, and we need it soon so that everyone knows where they stand.
If Mr. Johnson can't convince Parliament to back his deal quickly, it will be up to the EU to decide if it grants Britain another extension or sticks to other 31 departure deadline. This would mean a risky no-deal Brexit that many national leaders have been trying to avoid. Australia's Federal Police Commissioner has apologised to footballer Hakim Al-Arabi for being locked up in Thailand. The permanent Australian resident spent time in detention over vandalism allegations before he was released this year. Rhys Kershaw has told a Senate committee today he was delivered a letter to Al-Arabi, who is of Bahraini descent. He says police are working to improve processes. In tennis, Briton Andy Murray has claimed the European Open title after he underwent hip surgery in January to save his career. The 32-year-old won the final against Stan Wawrinka 3-6, 6-4, 6-4 in his first title in more than 2 years. Murray, who looks set for retirement after this year's Australian Open in Melbourne, has paid tribute to his family.
But especially these last 2 years have been extremely difficult. We've been through some very tough times together, but we got through it, and obviously, yeah, to win another tournament, I don't think any of us expected this, so thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing my family tomorrow.
let's check out Tuesday's weather now. Sunny and 26 in Perth, much the same for Adelaide, 29. Sunny also in Melbourne, 23. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 21. Fine weather for Canberra, 28. Sunny too in Wollongong, 23. Much the same for Sydney, 24. Sunny weather continues in Newcastle, 25. A partly cloudy day in Brisbane, 25 degrees. A shower or two in Cairns, 29. And in Darwin, sunny, 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.